can't believe you guys. Unbelievable. What? Oh, we travel all this way together and we finally get here and we can't decide on the next step. You're kidding me. All right, well, you blokes just make up your mind. When you come to my answer, let me know. I'm going to sit out here with my frankincense. Don't you understand English, old man? All right, here we go. That feels better already. Don't you love the smell of frankincense on Christmas? It's great. No, Dan? Just for your sweetness of the service, mate. Oh, buddy, I am just so confused. I cannot believe that we've travelled all this way, we get here, and we can't make our final decision. You guys look just as confused as I do. Wondering who I am. Some of you are looking at the Amazing Donnie shirt and going, this is a different aspect of the Amazing Donnie, but in your era, the Amazing Donnie is a great magician. And he had to get his roots from somewhere. And he can travel his roots all the way back to the great magi of the East, of which I'm one of. And we started wearing these very cool shirts back in that era in the East. They were very cool. And we're different magi because we're on a mission from God. And there was a number of us that traveled from the East, wise men, magi. Magi is also a word for magician or sorcerer. The same word used in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, is also used by Paul about Simon the sorceress and a couple of other blokes. So it's the same wording, but I'm telling you, I'm not a magician. Not as good as the Amazing Donnie. And nowhere near as good as Zambo the Reasonably Ordinary. Wasn't he incredible? But a wise man I am. And I've come from the East. And some of you are wondering, can you tell us? Was it three of you that you're arguing with, or how many were there? Very good question. Well, if you do your study, you'll understand that the very, very first number of wise men was recorded was 12. 12 wise men. Because they came from the East searching for the King of the Jews of Israel. So 12 wise men reflecting the 12 tribes. And later, once finding Jesus, the Messiah, the 12 reflecting the 12 apostles to come. But again, that's only tradition. Some of you remember the 3 wise men. Do you know my song? Have you sung my song? Let me sing the song for you. Ready? We 3 kings of Orient are tried to smoke a rubber cigar. It exploded. Silent night. Oh. You don't know that song? The Amazing Donnie taught me that. I thought that was pretty cool. Okay. All right, so the 3 wise men. Well, in fact, there wasn't 3 wise men. There were 3 gifts. Maybe 3 wise men. Tradition, again, says there were 3 wise men. And gives us the colour of our skin, whether we had beards or not, and even gave us names. Now, I'm not even going to tell you my name, because it's not really important. The fact that wise men came from the East is what is important. Now, some of you may be thinking, the East? What is the East? Which is the East? Some Bible prophecies talked about Sheba. Well, Sheba's in the south, so that's not really East, so not sure where that ties in. Others talked about the Far East, the Orient. That's a long way to come on a camel, if indeed it was a camel. That's a long way. I mean, the East is a relative term, isn't it? Because if you're in Perth and someone from the East comes to visit, they could have come from Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane, Darwin, maybe even Hobart. It's east of Perth. Some believe that Abraham's prophetic word, and I think it's Genesis 24 or 25, you have to look that up, you Bible scholars, Abraham had a prophetic word when he sent his wife away with her sons. And the Bible says that he sent them to the east. Some say that those continued to follow in the ways of Abraham, seeking Yahweh, the Lord God Almighty, and were watching for that star, for the Messiah to come, and to bring back the family under Abraham. That's an amazing story in itself, isn't it? Easter, reconciliation, following the star. But I don't know about that either. One of the ones I do like, though, the stories that's been told about coming from the east, is the fact of the great Magi from Babylon and Nineveh, in the lineage of Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and into Abednego. Those guys, the great Magi, the great ones who listened to God and sought him and were able to interpret dreams. I mean, you guys have got other interpreters of dreams. Joseph and the amazing shirts that he wore. No one paid out on him, did they? Huh? Well, actually, yes, they did. They didn't like it. Maybe there's a lesson in that for all of us today. But great revealers of dreams, great tellers of stories, great ones who were able to, without being told the dream, tell the dream and its meaning and save nation after nation after nation. I believe that's where I come from, the great nation, those that did not return. Your pastor, Donnie, gets to meet amazing people. One of the amazing people he met was a young man who was part of the first generation born in Israel. He was a Jewish man, but his family had just moved back to Israel in around the late 1940s, early 1950s. And guess where they came from? They came from what was once called Nineveh. That's where their family grew up. And he can tie his family history all the way back to the time of the occupation. And he looked at your pastor in the eyes and said, "My family did not return with Nehemiah or Ezra. They stayed because they'd worked a good prophet. Jewish people like a good prophet. And they stayed in the land. But once the time came for his dad to return to the promised land, they took up the opportunity and moved back. And he was the first son born in the Holy Land as a part of that family." So Jews were living back then and still holding on to their Jewish faith. So maybe, just maybe, these wise men came from that lineage. The truth of it is that we did come from the east, and we did come to a place called Jerusalem, and we did follow a star. One of the great prophets, who wasn't a very good prophet because he was mainly worried about the money aspect of prophecy, was a guy called Balaam. And he told a prophecy in the book of Numbers about the star that would turn up in the east and that men would follow it and they would find the Messiah. We followed that star and we came to Jerusalem. Now, some of you may not remember this bit or know this bit from the Bible, but we as the wise men, we lost the star. You see, we had no Google Maps. We had no wives telling us where to go. And we lost the star.
Siri?
We lost the star. So at Jerusalem, we weren't sure what to do. Now, I won't throw anyone under the bus, but Balthazar suggested that we go into the palace because the palace seemed like as good a place as any to look for a newborn king born to the Jews. The only problem was that Balthazar must have listened to the sermon you guys had 2 weeks ago, because King Herod was not even a Jew. He was an Edomite. And so therefore, in his lineage, would not have been the Messiah. So that would have been a silly place to start looking for the Messiah, the King of the Jews. Because in Genesis chapter 49, the prophetic word given to the lineage of Judah was where Messiah would come from. Not from Edom and not through King Herod. So it's no real surprise that when we went up to King Herod and said, "We're looking for the newborn king," that he got a bit cranky. I mean, we found out a little bit later that the guy got so cranky at times with his kids being aspirational that he had them executed because he didn't want to be threatened as the king. And so for us to come into his palace on his turf and say we're looking for the newborn king who's going to be the king of the Jews, you can understand why he was a bit cranky. He sent away and he got all the wise men and the other people from the area, and they came back and they told us the child would be born in Bethlehem. So we went to Bethlehem. And on the way to Bethlehem, guess what? We found the star again. And we followed that star right to the very place. And we came in and we saw the mother and the child. And we laid down our three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Three incredible, amazing gifts. Some of you may be wondering, really? But I need to let you know that these three gifts were gifts given to those who were to be kings. Yes, it was given to this baby, who you guys know as Jesus, but we knew as the Messiah. Gold, reflecting his kingship. Frankincense, reflecting that there was worship. Myrrh, reflecting that there would be a death and an honouring. When we went into that room, it was amazing. It was incredible to be a part of something that we travelled so long for. Over so many hills and deserts and sand, to get to that place and to know without a shadow of a doubt that this was the Messiah. This was the Christ child. I'm telling you, and you may not believe me, but that manger, that stall, that place of animals, the stench, yes, but the holiness of that place was incredible. You've got to get your head around the fact that this is the moment of Emmanuel. This is the moment where God, the God of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty who created all that was, is and ever will be, became a baby. And we were there to look at the child, to worship the child. And folks, I see your worship this morning. And it's good, raising hands, singing, and letting your heart in. But from our region, worship is a submissive act. If you remember the story of Daniel, when that silly gold statue was brought out, they had to fall down and worship. So they had to fall on their knees and bow and submit themselves to a statue. We, the wise men, whether it be 3 or 12 of us, we all bowed down and we worshipped that baby, the Emmanuel, the Lord God Almighty, in human form. And it was something that was just so incredible, so amazing. And that's what brings me here today. We get to this point and we see this amazing sight. Sorry, Ethan. And now we're arguing because Herod made us promise that we would go back and see him. And we would tell him where the baby was. And you do what a king says, because if you don't do what a king says, then you get to be like a headless chicken. You got to do it. Even in a foreign, especially in a foreign land. You go around the world today and upset foreigners in their land, they get very cranky with you. But we've also been told by God not to go back to Herod. We've been told to go home another way. And I'm of the opinion that we do that. That we always obey God first, no matter what the cost. That's what the fight's about. That's what the argument's over. But I'm sure you'll read about the record. And I'm sure that my friends will get to a point. Well, they will too, will want to obey God completely. Because it's easy today, we got to this point and then still go off track and submit to men. But you've got to run the race all the way through. All the way through. not diverge halfway. Not give up after you think it's done. Because you know what? The race is never done. There's always something more that God has for us until we stand before him in glory. Until that point, there's always something for us. Always. Someone to love, someone to care for, a gift to be given to a baby, a hug to someone who needs a hug, a g'day to someone who may just need to know they're worthy. I'd like to give you five things from the story of the wise men. Not one of them have to do with gold, frankincense and myrrh, or the number three, or where they were from. First one is, these men read and believed the scriptures. They did so that caused them to leave their home and go on this journey. Number two, they sought Jesus. They sought the Christ child, the Messiah. They went on this journey so they could meet and see and worship Jesus. Number three, when they got there, they recognized the worth of Christ. You understand that? The worth of Christ today. We come to Christmas and we can easily just bypass it. Yep, celebrate, enjoy, have a few drinks, have too much food, give some good gifts, receive some good gifts, but miss the very Christ at Christmas. The worth of this child. Learn from the wise men. The worth of Christ. Number four, they humbled themselves. They were men of privilege. I mean, who can stop doing what they were doing and go on a journey like that, not knowing how long it would take? The costs of that journey, everything. But they stopped and they worshipped and they gave good gifts. Number five, they obeyed God rather than man, which is always a good thing to do. May you celebrate this Christmas and may you be wise men and women. God bless.